You are the face of, you are the to your love. I can't compare love when it's not love. It's not love. It's not love. Which is my face, which is a building.
You are still kicking off your weekend with Kicksand Comedy. I am your host, Anthony. I'm joined by the lovely Bree and the lovely Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
And what vibe? I mean, we spent the first hour, right?
Yeah.
Talking about Ariana. Talking about Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
LaDante. Everything you need in the...
You didn't have any trouble with that name.
Well, that's because it was said to me.
Yeah.
Fair.
Really important, if you want people to pronounce your name right, you do have to tell them how
you
it's pronounced.
You have to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Huge, that
people,
is huge.
People forget this.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of names aren't phonetically written.
That's true. And that's fine. Give people a couple chances.
Yeah. Yeah, because then if you tell them and then they go, okay, I'm never going to say it. I'm like, yeah. Well, I don't
then
wanna.
They're just like, I'm never saying your name. I'm calling you Chief forever.
Yeah. Hey, big guy. Yeah, I watched some of your stuff. Big guy energy.
That might be coming into the special.
Okay,
yeah,
well, there it is. You gotta have it. It is good.
If you
big
like
energy.
Bree's big guy bit, you might want to watch the special.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the special, what are the vibes? Pleasure was the theme we discussed.
Stand-up special I'm taping on Saturday, May 2nd at Kickstand Comedy.
6:30 sold out. Sorry, I interrupted. Yep. You know your stuff. What am I doing? I'm so sorry.
Anania.
Okay, sorry.
Anthony.
Please. Yeah, no, I'm for it.
But tickets are still available for the 9. You can get them on MerkTickets.com, Bree Pruitt, doing stand-up.
Yep. And you can go to kickstandcomedy.org and see the show. They'll also have links to ticket there if you want to. Or
please only come to the show if you are hot and have a great laugh.
That's true.
Right.
I don't really want to see a lot of uggos that are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
quiet uggos, please.
So sad.
But
The room will be filled with
Hot people laughing uproariously.
Yeah. I've really papered the audience with a lot of hot people.
Yeah. Huge.
The vibes are pleasure. We're trying to talk about things that make us feel good because things feel so bad.
That's the
antidote. I'm a woman, it turns out.
A what?
A woman. Make being a woman legal again, everybody. Let females do stand-up.
Yeah. I mean, that's a kickstand huge in the space of letting people just exist and be on stage,
yeah.
Which a lot of places aren't doing anymore. You're like, what are you doing? Why you just let everybody
A clown
exist?
Must be on stage.
A clown loves to be on
yes.
stage.
Clown loves to be on
the
stage.
The clown doesn't want to leave the stage.
The clown doesn't want to leave the stage. And
this is a topic Bree and I have been discussing recently.
Really? Clowns on stages?
Yeah. Sara has a clown, a little bit of clowning.
I love that situation.
Oh.
You've
dabbled.
I've dabbled in modern clown, indeed. I've never done red nose clown training, but I've done a little bit.
You've dabbled.
You know, in L.A., there's a big clown wave happening.
Yeah.
And I got on that wave pretty early, and I surfed it, Anthony.
Nice.
Clown wave is my favorite genre of music.
Yeah,
also.
Huge. Yeah.
Clown wave is like, it's
just,
all.
That's where Ariana's going to go next. Yeah.
Oh,
squeaking unicycle wheels.
kind of a good,
sounds
a good
of seltzer
horn.
Spurting.
Yeah.
And then the very quiet sound of like silks falling through the air.
Which is really hard to get.
Being drawn out of a mouth.
Yes.
One important part of clown philosophy is the clown loves to be on stage. Clown doesn't want to leave the stage. And I'm sure you've seen this, Anthony. Have you ever seen a comedian who seemed like they really didn't want to be there?
I mean,
have you watched a lot of stand-up open
mics?
Yeah,
I was going to say, yes. Sometimes that's me at an open mic.
Yeah,
I go, oh, man,
and
here we go.
No,
I've
been that person, too,
where you're
like, why am I here? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? And the audience doesn't like it either.
Yeah.
That's
like bring the energy. It's good vibes.
A good energy to bring to a stand-up open mic is like,
get
me up there.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You got to psych yourself out for it. Sometimes when it's 12:30 and you're the last
30th,
to go.
And it's a 3-hour mic, everybody left.
And everybody is so bad sometimes because trying.
You gotta
new
try.
Stuff,
you gotta learn. You
got.
It's all about. It's all about learning.
But the special is about feeling good.
Yeah.
About doing things that make you feel good and not feeling bad about it. Because sometimes.
Love that. I do like pushing the button.
How do we pick it up?
Cool things.
Cool things.
They feel
good.
Things. Yeah.
They don't hurt people.
Well, there's a lot of shame for femme-type people out there. A lot of shame for femmes. A lot of shame for millennials, I feel like. I'm a millennial class person. Sorry. Sorry about it.
I'm of the millennial class.
Yeah.
Millennial class doggo and poppers.
My hecking doggo.
Yes.
I did a thing.
I've done a thing.
I can have cheeseburger.
Yesterday was a movie.
quiet.
Wow. I mean, so what you're saying is people come to the show, they're going to live.
I think they're going to
live.
They're
going to laugh.
That's I think exactly they're going to live.
And they're going to love.
Yes. They
okay,
might
perfect.
Eat and pray as well.
Ooh,
There
will be snacks and drinks available at the Kickstand Bar.
Hey.
They got good
what
cookies.
What kind of snacks they got over there now?
They got popcorns. They got... cookies.
So many popcorns?
Popcorns. Many popcorns. They actually do have several varieties.
Ooh.
I can't name them all right now.
They
there's
got
also
popcorns. They got fishes. They got mousses.
There's Malort on the back shelf.
What?
No
way.
If you're feeling crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, if you want to prank
maybe
a friend.
Maybe after the show.
I think a comedy bar should have funny drinks.
It
like Malort.
Yeah.
Like Malort.
Yeah.
You can have like a Kahlua up or something.
Yeah.
It's
just, that.
That's
really
funny.
That. So yeah. Good vibes, obviously, if you're hitting that Malort pre-show.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
If you come to the late show and you promise to do a shot of Malort, you can get a free ticket.
Whoa.
I say it here and now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Text into the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Text into the show right now and say, I'm coming, and Brie will give you the discount.
It's only the 9 p.m. available Kickstand Comedy. But I have to witness you doing the Malort on video.
Yeah, I'll film it.
Yeah. Sarah will film it.
Right.
It'll be part
good
of
B-roll.
The special.
There you go.
Exactly.
If you want to be famous for drinking Malort.
And actually,
I
can announce here now
that
one of my openers for the 6:30 show is famed North Dakotan. South Dakotan? Oh no, I'm
you're
dragging
like
him.
I know.
Sean Jordan,
South Dakota.
South Dakota. Yeah. Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yes.
And he's a big proponent. He's the official spokesperson for Malort.
Really? I mean, he's the official spokesperson for Mountain Dew too.
Oh, truly?
I mean, any type of Doritos, I'm sure. He's got an eclectic taste.
He's a good man. Yes, he's so funny. Yes, so I'm really excited for him to open the first show. And then my dear friend Arlo Weyerhaeuser opening for the late show. Yes. They're so great. It's going to be great.
Well, yeah. I mean,
good vibes.
Sean's with child now, so he has to open for the early shows to
get. Sean's pregnant?
We did arrange the show time so that if you go to the earlier show, it's perfect timing to go to the show and then go to dinner.
Yeah, huge.
But if you go to the
that.
Late show, you go to dinner first and then you go to, you know. So we really arranged it around dinner.
I mean, as all good shows should be.
I did notice that
when I was looking at the times. I was like, this is pretty. You go to a show. Because both are good.
Yeah.
You go to, it's like the dinner and a movie
exactly.
or movie and the dinner because you go to the show. Ha 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 he he he. All night long. And then you go to the dinner and you go, what are we going to talk about?
Oh
my gosh, you were just there.
That's a cool date.
It's I am a show or movie and then dinner.
Yeah.
I think that's
proponent.
Better too. Yeah. Because otherwise the dinner there's a little bit of tension of are we going to make it to the show on time?
You're like, okay, well, it takes us 15 minutes to get there, so we have to leave, get the chicken. Yeah.
Yeah, that's stressful.
You want to just vibe.
Yeah. That was us last night at Guy Fieri's Gourmet Kitchen. Are we going to make our flight?
That's tough.
Are we going to get, is LaDante is dragging his feet because he's singing to every table
well,
in
you
the
gotta,
restaurant.
I know.
Maybe we will be late for our flight.
There
was like five people in the airport total. I gotta say, like in the terminal, truly there was like five people.
But absolutely, we were all waiting for our check from LaDante while our flight was boarding. But I was like, I gotta stay for the quote.
I mean, you gotta. And again, he didn't have a.
It was off the dome.
That's incredible.
He had no notepad, no nothing.
That's
did
incredible.
He tell us who said the quote? No, but I don't care.
I'm sure he made it up.
Right. I mean, if anything, so we're all quoting right now. If you really think about
so
it.
So true.
It's so incredible. So good fun stuff. So what it was the stellar, that's a stellar, like, I think we need that right now in the world, in comedy too, because comedy is, I feel like people are being weird sometimes. You're like, what are you doing? So what was the, like, impetus for that?
I would say this has been my comedic voice for 15 years. I am a woman. I'm mentally ill, so I don't talk about bummer stuff all the time.
Huge.
I'm trying to bring high vibrations, and that's like my life mission. If I can get a little real.
Do it. It's okay, it's past 8:22.
Okay,
so
it's real. It's time to be real. Great. It's time to stop being polite.
Yeah.
Gen Xers. Shout out. Did you watch The Real World? Did you watch The Real World?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not.
They've made many seasons. They made a lot of
seasons.
There
was a
Portland
one.
Did you know Gareth auditioned for it?
Gareth Reynolds auditioned for The Real World. I would love to see the tape.
And I love in one of Dave Eggers' books, he talks about how he also auditioned for The Real World. I feel like it was such a rite of passage for anyone in Gen X who was like public in any way, any kind of performer.
Not to age myself, but I did watch like the first seasons of The Real World, and I was a small child. Yeah. It was not appropriate for me to watch. But
that was early reality TV, too, where there were
the best.
There were not any rules.
Yeah,
they were just figuring it out.
But there was a lot of like producing too, like the storylines and stuff. Anyway, we're taking it off.
Anyways,
but I've always tried to do high vibration comedy.
He has a really radical idea, which is when you see a comedy show, you should laugh and have a good time.
I don't understand that. Explain that. It doesn't make any sense to me. No, that's as it should be.
Truly, man. And it's only become like kind of radical in the last. We were talking about while you're in the bathroom. Sorry to the viewer or the listener. Sarah did go to the bathroom during the break, so
I took a dump.
Spoiler,
but it was great. If anyone's wondering, it was really good quality.
We were talking about
one of the reasons that comedy manosphere blew up is because, in my opinion, COVID happened and it kind of cleared the field for comedy. And the first dudes to run back to the mics were people who didn't give a crap about people's health.
100%. The people that were literally touring and continuing to do shows all through COVID.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, what am I supposed to do? And it was like, well, just stop. Just stop for a little bit.
Take the check. Take a break. Take a beat.
And these are people who were not doing it because they needed money. They were doing it because they needed stage time to live with themselves.
Yeah, they were just... It was the first step toward doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the
thousand steps to the Riyadh Comedy phenomenon started with like flouting COVID. But the vibe that I'm just trying to bring into every space is let's be kind to each other and
love it,
as funny as that is.
Do what makes you feel good. Yeah. As long as it's not hurting anybody. Yeah. Just do what makes you feel good.
So.
And more people need to be okay with that. It's okay to do what you're not take. It's okay to take up space and do what you love.
Sure.
Powerful.
And there's a lot of boy comedians who do, you know, are lovely and
joyful. And
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. I was just watching Shang Wang's comedy special on
Purple?
Netflix.
I need to. That's on such my. I keep getting clips of it. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this because I need to view.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
It's such a good outfit, too.
Yeah, oh, it's incredible.
It's awesome. He's got two amazing specials on Netflix.
Yes, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's great.
Of that. I'm like, where do you...
Yeah.
So, speaking of, what are you going to give us a sneak peek of the outfit tonight? How are you planning that? Is that a... We'll talk it.
Because
you got to make choices.
It's been extremely planned.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So there has been a lot. Okay.
I will pull up the mood board for you, Anthony.
Yeah, can we pull up the mood board for Anthony?
Yeah,
I'm so proud of the mood board.
I mean, that's great.
While you're pulling up the mood board, I want to plug, since we're talking about pleasure,
yes.
A movie that I love very much. It's called Conspirators of Pleasure.
Okay.
It is a Czech movie from the 80s.
Shouts out to Czech.
By Jan Svankmajer, who is a stop-motion animator mostly.
Ooh.
This movie is not stop-motion animated. Okay. It's live action. It is about a bunch of different people who are all building different... like, one guy is building sort of a... They're all engaging in practices that give them a secret and intense pleasure.
Okay.
One guy is building sort of a... It's like a sex machine, but it does not... there's no penetration involved. It is like a bunch of brushes, and he runs... He loves to run the brushes, and he makes this machine so that he can run all these brushes over his face and body.
Interesting.
And there's another lady who likes to take the soft part out of bread and roll it up into little balls, and then at night, she pours the balls in her ears, and they go in her head, and then she puts two in her nose, and then she kind of like blisses out. It's an incredible movie.
Interesting.
It's so good. I show it to everybody.
Right.
It's really funny.
Is that why Bree's your only friend, or is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny, Sara. This is the vibe.
I was watching it last night before.
This is why women in comedy cannot grow, because we're promoting other esoteric films. Instead of our own work.
Yeah.
Sara, an accomplished, celebrated, award-winning director. is celebrating the bread rolling movie.
It's so good.
Aww.
And there's one lady who, like, she gets these catfish to suck on her big toes. It's just so good. You guys gotta watch it.
That sounds good, actually.
Specifically a big toe?
Yeah, just the big toes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Amelie? She puts her hands in beans.
Mm-hmm.
That's another pleasure.
That's on the mood.
A lot of people,
have you know, Anthony.
A lot of people like those little Orbeez. The things that you can, like, fill with water.
This is Gen Alpha pleasure.
But putting your hands in beans energy.
Okay,
they're like little, you can...
Plastic.
They're dried, and then you put them in flour. I think it's just an easier way to, like, keep moisture in plants sometimes.
Little plastic ball, basically like a ball.
Yeah, and they'll, like, fill with water.
And they hydrate.
Yeah, and they hydrate.
What people were doing is pouring them in a bathtub and ruining their plumbing.
Yeah.
because they were going in the water system.
Because they just wouldn't put the plug in the drain. And then also...
Is that not just perlite?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Perlite is the stuff that, like, when you get potting soil and there's the little white specks in it,
no,
it looks like foam. That's
right.
It does the same thing. It holds water and then it drains.
This is just a worse plastic version.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we need worse plastics.
Yeah, we do. And there's too many. I'm like, come on.
Just like 7-9 kinds of plastics?
Sure. Sounds about right. I mean, I want some cool plastics in me because I'm getting all the weird, lame plastics.
I'm getting the bad ones.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
He's
this is
at the
a
mood
vibe.
Board now.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Anthony's getting a little sneak peek of the mood
board.
It's very femme, right?
Okay, I like it though.
Tell me some words that are popping out.
I mean, what are the words that are coming to my brain? okay, this is it's colorful in a very like stylish way. Like, it's on palette. The palette is great.
Yeah. We got palette.
Good mix of, like, clothes and colors and vibes. Like, pictures of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's the beans. There is the beans. The bag of beans.
We have the beans on
the beans.
Board.
It's right.
We got the beans.
Is that the
we
top
want
of the
this
ooh.
Comedy show to feel like putting your hand in a big burlap sack of beans.
Mm.
Is that also a spoon being raked over a creme brulee?
Indeed it is.
Yeah, that's a good vibe.
And here's the thing. I don't like a creme brulee, but I'll crack it.
Wow.
That's what
how do you,
the
how
crack
do you,
is the pleasure.
How do you not like a creme brulee?
It's not for me. I don't like hard sugar, and
mm-hmm.
I don't
that's
like
fair.
Creamy, unless it's chocolate.
Like a mousse?
Yeah, I like chocolate mousse.
Okay.
I like a chocolate pudding, chocolate pudding pie.
Okay, yeah. What
so
about like a banana cream pie?
Yeah, I don't mind a banana cream pie. Nilla wafer.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I may have talked about this, but Jake's Seafood on the west side is like an institution, apparently.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's still on the menu. Phenomenal banana cream pie.
Oh.
Can I make a request to listeners?
Yeah, please.
To text in
yep.
your small pleasure.
Ooh, yeah, that's
nothing,
great.
Nothing weird.
Simple pleasure.
I mean, it can be weird.
Like the Diet Coke and vanilla pumps.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a way we're great. Getting by
what's
in the world.
What's your little treat?
Yeah, what's your little... Ooh, great. What's text in 971-220-5979. Text us in your little treat. What's your little pick-me-up in the middle of the day?
And it doesn't have to be a food.
Yeah.
It can be...
Whatever
can be
you need.
A song. It can be a thing. It can be something you look at.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great thing.
And if you feel guilty about it, maybe when you text us, you'll release the guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are no guilty pleasures.
You don't need to be guilty about these pleasures.
No.
I'll tell you what. I, you know, sometimes feel guilty about my 7 to 8 hours of screen time a day. And
listen.
And now I feel it is necessary to survive in this world.
So at putting together this mood board,
what
was the process and energies? Who was it? A collaborative effort?
It was very much a collaborative effort. We kind of
saw what's your method as a director?
Because you're essentially directing one. And I'm curious, how did you two link up to direct this? How did it all come to be?
We've been besties for many years. And so Sara was a natural choice for me to work. And also, I am a mentally ill, highly emotional being. And so I needed a lot of hand-holding through this entire process.
That's what a director does.
Pisces. And Sara has been instrumental in helping me. It's very emotional to, like, gestate an hour of material that I've been kind of collecting over the years. People who have seen me many times before and would call themselves a Bree Pruitt fan, an insane phrase, and I really appreciate you, will probably have heard some of these jokes before, but I've honed them. I've made them leaner and meaner and fiercer and more relevant to our troubled times. Yeah. And creating an arc, but it's like so emotional. And I'm in this other way though, I'm like really excited to see him go, like release doves in the air and look at the blank page again. Because that's part of the work of being a stand-up too, is burning the material and starting from scratch. Should be really special.
Absolutely.
But Sara has been super helpful about that, and of course her directorial vision is amazing. And you've been producing films. And directing films.
Yes.
Yeah.
I directed a film. I have a few short films. They're on Vimeo. If you want to see them, you can go to vimeo.com/Sara Sabzi, SaraSabzi. One of them, Bree is in. It's called Bathroom Time. That one was a Vimeo staff pick. And Bree is in a
couple of Vimeo darlings here. No big deal.
Indeed. Yeah. Bree is actually in a newer Vimeo staff pick that just came out a couple weeks ago. What is the name of that one again?
It's actually been out for a little while. It's called Relationship to Patient, and it's starring H. John Benjamin from the Bob's Burgers World. It's really funny, and you can watch. It's crazy that you can just watch really good films on Vimeo and other parts of YouTube. It's like good art is literally everywhere. Bad art seems to rise to the top, but there is good stuff.
Yeah,
in so
it's annoying
places.
That you have to search a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the algo doesn't
stuff.
Want you to know.
No. They want the slop. They want the slop.
They want you to slop so you're, like, constantly dissatisfied.
Yeah.
You have to keep
skippity,
looking.
Skippity-skippity toilet.
Yeah. And the youth are back. They heard that, and they're tuning back in.
Nice.
Which
no
is
cap.
Which is
no
huge.
Cap.
No cap.
Skippity-skippity-bop-bop.
Skippity-skippity-bop-bop. Yeah.
I mean, the vision really came from Bree's material. Like, she had the material. She had the transcript. We looked at it. I was like, Bree, your special should have a theme. She's like, I don't want to put a theme on it. And I was like, no, it's there. Like, it's already there.
It's too late.
This is what all your jokes are about.
People were like, what do you have to say? And I was like, I don't know. Just eat food and have sex with people, please.
And I was like, that's an important message.
Yeah.
important message. And then it all just kind of went from there. That was the theme of the special. And then when we got Jade involved, she really brought half of this mood board is just production design ideas that she had. She was so inspiring and wonderful. And she really got the vision. And, you know, we're going for luxury. We're going for, you know, let women do comedy. let stand-up comedy be for girls.
Yeah.
Stand-up
comedy for girls might be an interesting album title.
Stand-up comedy for girls is the vibe of the show.
Love
although
it.
All genders, of course, welcome. And I have many men fans who want me to show my body on Maine. And that's also not something I'm doing, but, you know, tune it. Maybe one day, follow, subscribe.
Start that Malort train going. And
you got to get the Malort... brand sponsorship.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the works.
But,
they're
know,
friends
really,
of the show.
Is Malort a genre of liqueur?
No,
or
it's
is
a
it
brand.
It's a brand.
Single,
it's like Crown Royale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crown Royale is not a word.
Crown Royale. I was like, whoa.
I don't drink, guys.
You really don't?
I literally don't.
The Lord is like Jägermeister, but even more disgusting.
Right, we have some texts.
Oh, some pleasures?
Yes. One, someone said, talking about texting in at 971-220-5979 with your little pleasures that get you through the day, get you happy. Someone said, eating several bags of my kids' fruit snacks.
Or
any kids' fruit snacks. Shouts out Dave from Nehalem, who I shouted out earlier.
Shout out to Dave from
Nehalem. Yeah, fruit snacks.
And there's something about eating them out of the tiny pouch that makes it better.
Yes.
Single, to have a single serve of something and then just have two. It's cool.
Yeah. There is something about, I'm not going to say never because I definitely have. I'm not buying fruit snacks, but I'm enjoying them when they come to
when
me.
When they come. That is a babysitter's treat.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also when it's special when it comes in that. Because if I get if there's a big old bag of something, I'm doing handfuls at a time. I'm not enjoying it, but you're savoring every little shape, every little texture.
You got maybe six, seven in there.
I'm surprised that
nice,
Dave.
Nice, 6'7". That's out.
Six, seven.
Getting the youth back.
I'm courting the youth so hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We need it.
Kit Kat. I don't know. Is that a thing?
I bet the youth actually is into actual radio too, because we were talking about how they love physical media.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you said fruit snacks are not Uncrustables, because eating your kids Uncrustables is also a big thing.
Tough thing about Uncrustables. I do have a because I will, if I go to the grocery store even a little bit hungry, there's a box.
Yeah.
They're kind of expensive.
They are expensive.
They're almost a dollar or over a dollar, a thing. Which, again, I mean,
you're paying for the convenience.
I didn't realize you're supposed to keep them frozen.
Yes.
Did not realize, but they stale very quickly in the fridge. So you kind of have to.
To put them from the freezer into a lunchbox.
Yeah.
And then they're thawed by lunchtime, essentially.
But sometimes the jelly thaws a little faster, and you get a little kind of like a soft. Kind of a good peanut butter. It's not quite frozen, but it's not quite thawed, and you get a little mouth.
Call me crazy.
Crazy, you're crazy.
But what if we dunked the Uncrustable in a little dark chocolate?
They do have Nutella.
They have a raspberry Nutella one now.
Oh, what about really? Yeah, I think that would
it's
be.
It's like a Valentine's.
Oh, like a half, like a macaroon, like a half.
Like a black and white cookie.
Make it saucy. Make it a little.
So, you know what my you know what they should do is cream cheese and jelly.
Ooh.
Any cream cheese and jelly heads out there? I was just
you
thinking,
got Philly in my fruit spread.
What is that?
You got fruit spread in my Philly.
Is that a commercial?
Yeah,
that's
it
a
is
Philly.
From
that's
way back.
Cream
way back.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just. I hope we have time to go to Flavor Spot. Does Flavor Spot still exist? The waffle food truck in North Portland. It used to be on way out there in almost St. John's, and oh my gosh, waffles folded into sandwiches. But the sweet cream and jelly was the best one.
There is
this town, dude.
Across the way from Kickstand in the Asylum.
Oh yeah.
There's a place called Smackin' or Smockin'.
Oh, yeah.
They do it's a waffle sandwich type of thing. So it may be similar.
Like a Dutch thing.
The Dutch love the waffles.
With things inside of it.
Oh my god.
I'm jonesing for my post show food truck.
Yeah, I mean around that area.
Pizza Roma, which is the wood fired pizza one that's on the corner. Not the Asylum, but the other one next to it. And then Potato Champion is my last meal pick.
Yeah.
If I ever go on get on last meals.
Some poutine. It's just poutine?
No, it's the Saag Paneer.
Palak
paneer, however they say it, on fries.
Ooh, that does sound better than poutine.
Girl.
Yeah.
Hey, you got your spinach.
So yeah. Getting right, it's healthy. It's healthy. Getting fiber. Everybody
needs
more fiber.
And fiber. A handful of, minerals.
Yes. Eating fruit snacks.
Love that.
Phenomenal.
Delightful
pleasure. So now what's your, there's specific fruit snacks that have the best texture. There's the ones you want a little give. You don't want just a gummy.
Welch's.
Yeah, you want that a little bit of mush that you can really feel it in your molars.
Yeah, and I'm from Portland, so I've had my share of a very natural
fruit leather gummy.
Yeah, gummy.
Right.
Kind of a bummer, but we do what we can.
A little soft.
Yeah.
Got more pleasures coming
more pleasures.
I love it. Someone asked, could you say the name of the film y'all were just talking about? Hand in Beans and Stuff. Conspirators of Pleasure.
Where is it from?
Czech.
Czech.
Shouts out, Czechy. That's the.
I think it was Czechoslovakia at the time that the film was made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it is. It's Czechia, not.
Czechia.
It was the Czech Republic.
Yeah. Oh, it's Czechia.
It's Czechia.
Yeah.
Now.
Went from Czechoslovakia to the Czech Republic to Czechia.
Czechia. Yeah. Yep.
Very funny. Czechia comedian Bianca Christovayo we're friends with.
I didn't know she was. Czech.
She is Czech, and she's become a Czech icon.
That's great. That's
yeah. And her brother is a famed Czech celebrity. Wow. And then they do like brother sister, like they were in like Czech Vogue.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's
it's really.
And actually, I was in a film of hers called Living in America about her experience.
Very cool.
But yeah, it's cool. LA.
Yeah. My last name is Czech, so that is the... I went back. They actually have a yogurt. My last name is Opacensky, or Opacensky, if you're over there.
Yeah.
And they have a yogurt that is the Opacensky yogurt. I don't get any, like, royalties or anything. I mean, they haven't responded to my emails.
But if you were over there, you could be like Opacensky, like the yogurt.
Like the yogurt. There's also a chest. I did, when I went over there, I bought it and brought a little jar back for my dad, which was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I love it. Thanks for asking about the film. People should check it
Conspirators
out.
Conspirators of
Pleasure.
Pleasure, right. And Hand in Beans was...
Amelie.
That's, yeah. Yep.
Amelie Poulain.
Love it. If the timing is right, I'll stop everything and watch a movie on a cathode TV.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Cathode
tube. That's a vintage experience.
That's a true pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Great. Yeah. Watch out. Don't get a magnet near it.
Oh, I wonder if we're going to have time to go to Movie Madness while we're here. It's a video rental store that also has a lot of film memorabilia.
Yeah, there's some very cool stuff.
They just got the dress from the Nicole Kidman AMC thing.
No.
We come to the movies to laugh, to cry, to feel. Yeah.
Wow.
Sadness feels good in a place like this.
Wow. What a piece. How do you even get something like that?
They got moves.
Gotta get the connection to the right people, to the people that are really doing the work.
Never been there. Oh, you're gonna love it. Yeah, we gotta.
It's very cool.
Well, when I lived here, I went to there was a place on I can't remember the name now, but it was on Northeast Alberta.
Oh,
that was a video rental store.
Yeah,
video something.
Yeah, we don't know. But they got sections by director.
Yeah.
You go to like the Casavetes section.
Yeah,
it's
a movie
lover. You go to the Troma
lovers.
Section.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
It's a
so
movie
you get,
lovers.
You know, get over to the Swampmeyer section and check out Conspirators of Pleasure.
Oh, great.
They probably, I would go see if they have it. I would feel like they would, would have
it. He's best known for his very disturbing adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. It's called Alice, and it's a stop motion Alice in Wonderland with with puppets.
Yeah.
That
and
would
some
be
of those puppets
crazy.
Are made of dead animals.
Step
and
back, Tim Burton.
Watch out.
We got a new spooky Alice in town.
Yeah, was this like in
this
the...
This was also the 80s.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say this peak
They were
80s
funding
stuff.
All this guy's idea.
I
think
love it.
Whatever was going on in Czechoslovakia in the 80s, they had arts funding.
That's probably leading up to a war in the
early
90s, so a lot of turmoil.
It was a golden era.
Yeah,
that's
golden
what's going to happen in Portland.
I mean,
all this art funding, it's coming.
It's
man, that art tax. They're still trying to get the art tax from me. I've been living in L.A. for 10 years.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And now...
They're persistent.
Yeah, for real.
I'm like, just funded... Why isn't this in my normal taxes?
Yeah, right.
The
yeah.
fact
Put
that I have
taxes.
To think about it...
Don't tell me.
Yeah. I mean, I would much rather pay this.
It's Multnomah County. We have our special...
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny.
Extra tax.
That's so sweet.
It's great. I mean,
this
like,
building's
the arts.
I will say, this building definitely has some arts funding. It's so beautiful. It's so incredible.
Yeah.
We're walking through. There's all these gorgeous paintings and sculptures and a flyer for a... Black anime art show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so cool.
And I know Portland, it hurts to pay those art taxes, but you
Do
not know what how crappy strip mall your life could be without that art tax. I was just telling Sarah about the house on Alberta that has a light up
face
made of lights on it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
People in Portland will know, and maybe drop it if you can text in.
971-220-5979 if you know that house with a face on it.
just like somebody
if
who
you
cares
know that face
about
house.
Art,
yeah, that face house.
Putting
yeah.
a bunch of fun crap on
Very
their house
cool.
or making art cars.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad I grew up.
There's
there.
A lot of like painted cars around, which is great.
Love an art car.
Yeah.
I gotta get. I'm gonna art car my car.
Yeah.
Because why not?
I mean,
life is short.
Yeah.
Got this dumb Prius.
Oh, that's a perfect art car.
It's a perfect art
it's
car.
It's a perfect art
it's
car.
It's a perfect car that can only be made more perfect with art.
People are like, that Prius is probably a humorless person behind the wheel. Hey, wait.
Wait a second. They're funny. Incredible.
That's what people say about me all the time when I'm driving. They're like, she's probably humorless. And then they see me and they're like, she's funny.
Wow. Look at that.
Do you ever get that when like you meet somebody and they just kind of aren't paying attention to you and then you make a joke and they're like, you're funny.
No, I don't talk like that outside of the studio. Right. Off stage, I am humorless.
A robot, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. In fact, I'll tell people to stop joking around.
Yeah.
Like a barista. Hey, I'm just here for coffee,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come on. You're talking to me before I've had my coffee.
I'm always overstepping. I'm always making a joke that is a little too much.
Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Another good millennial.
I lost the accent. Yeah. What were you doing before the English?
Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
But first, coffee.
Yeah.
That's, we got it back.
Yeah,
we got it back.
And we're back.
But first.
I was going to say something. And
do we have any more pleasures?
We do not, but if you do...
Good guys.
What are... We could... Take it to the room.
Mm.
But if you do, keep texting them in.
I mean, for me, I would say, you know, big pleasure is a maraschino cherry.
Ooh.
Interesting.
You put a maraschino cherry on anything.
Really?
On anything.
A maraschino anything. Specifically.
Yeah, because the red, it's the color of the cherry.
Are you sensitive to the red 40 or whatever?
I certainly am. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I actually will
but
get
that
a
does
rash.
Not, that does
but
not
it does
stop
not deter me,
me.
No.
Shouts out to Oregon State University.
I can't.
Oh.
Where
did they blow
it,
that up?
They created it.
They created FD&C 40?
Maraschino cherries.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
In a lab.
I mean, maraschino cherries, without the red dye in them, you can buy these things.
Yeah, I like the Amaro cherries.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Like the Luxardo.
Yeah. It's the shape of the cherry and the color and the idea of it. And so, and then, you know, the sweetness is also good,
right.
But it's really just about...
Thinking about Luxardo cherries makes me feel the way I feel when I think about touching a whale or kissing
a
whale.
I mean, it is... It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Small
about
pleasures
another.
Kissing a whale.
Yeah, small small just the simple
small everyday pleasures.
It's
yeah.
just the thing that gets you up in the morning.
Oh god, I got a little
tiny peck on the dorsal fin of a whale.
I got a little one, and this is like more arts tech stuff, is there is a building outside of my apartment that got painted and some artist came through and painted flowers on the you know what I'm talking about outside my apartment building. If you have, like, a beautiful mural near you, don't take it for granted, guys.
Yeah.
Somebody painted that with paint, grease paint, and sealed it, and it's not, you know, life could be ugly.
Yeah.
Get inside
life
of a building.
Be ugly.
Yeah. There's Portland's a pretty good mural town.
What do you got for pleasures, Anthony?
What's a
simple
pleasure? Oh my gosh, that's a good question.
And I feel like, you know, some boy types kind of rely on women to tell them pleasure or like, ooh, you like this, right?
No, what is because I am honestly, you got it's good to embrace it.
Yeah.
I think to
well, you talked about banana pudding.
Mm-hmm. I do love I'm becoming more and more of like a texture guy
with foods.
So yeah, I like a pudding. Gosh, I mean, it's hot now. Everyone's enjoying the outdoors. I have really bad allergies, so the outdoors are tough.
Yeah.
I appreciate taking an Allegra D right now. That's my simple
That's pleasure
right now. Took one last night. I'm feeling okay this morning.
Beautiful.
Throughout the whole day, breathing through my nose
I have to
is
tell
incredible,
you, Anthony,
to be honest.
Allegra D, not a pleasure, a medical necessity.
Fair,
there is a reason why you're having a hard time with this, because our society does not reward us for being in touch with our pleasure.
Exactly.
And I have to say, like, well, all of the things we're talking about are very somatic, right? They're very, like, they bring you back into your body.
Right.
And the capitalism, we're incentivized to be totally disassociated and seeking. So it makes sense that you don't know what you like.
Here's one, and this one's inspired by the movie Conspirators of Pleasure.
Right, of course.
But it is a real one for me. When you get a paintbrush and you just put the paintbrush on your face.
Interesting.
And you run the paintbrush. A paintbrush with no paint on it. Just a paintbrush that you run, like, and running it over your lips.
I'm gonna have to.
So nice.
I'm gonna have to try this.
Y'all should see Sarah at the beach. You are like a dog where she gets in the sand. She burrows.
Yeah.
She rolls
nice,
in the sand.
Nice.
And you love sand.
I do love sand.
Really?
Yeah. You love wet sand.
I love sand. Dry sand, wet sand.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great.
Kinetic sand. Shout out children.
Shout
out the kids.
You guys
love kinetic sand. I thought of another one that I really like. Is I like a real fire. Of course, I live in California where fire is very dangerous.
Right.
So I like a fake fire.
Ooh.
I like I got one of those like space heaters.
Okay. Yeah,
but I
can
just turn on the fake fire function.
Oh, that's nice.
Any cozy cold evening, little fake
right,
fire.
Right, notably happen all the time in California.
Totally. Yes,
in LA.
It's a little bit triggering at this point, but fake fire still good.
Yeah,
and I like throwing on the Yule Log TV channel.
Oh, that's good.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
I just want to watch it burn.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a theme? Because they're like on Netflix now. They'll have themed ones.
You got a birch.
Yeah. I mean the birch cracks and beautifully. Mm. They also have like a mid-century modern one now, but I don't like that one.
Fire in the 60s. Because they burn different.
Because it's
they
fake.
They burn different.
It's fake. Oh, it's a fake. Gas.
Oh, gas.
And I want to see the. I want to see. I want to see the time
to
lapse.
Watch a video of a piece of wood fully burning is a true pleasure.
Ooh. There's also an incredible. There's another one. Ooh, there's an incredible.
In their pleasure.
There's an incredible video on YouTube of Nick Offerman sitting in front of a fire, drinking a glass of whiskey, just staring into the camera, and as a fire burns, and it's just that shot, and it's like an hour, and he just sits there, and I'm like, that's.
I hope he made a lot of money doing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He probably just like, I think he just did it for the whiskey, honestly.
Yeah, sure.
You know, here it is. Dave. Listening to Kicking Off Your Weekend every Friday is a pleasure.
I think that's very sweet,
honored.
But it's also like ritual is a pleasure.
Yeah,
I bet it is a great comfort to a lot of people to hear you every weekend.
Well, I'm honored. I just come here to goof off, and I get to talk to lovely people and meet new people, which is always wonderful.
How about your hair ritual? Is that a pleasure for you? Because it looks
you have very well
extensive.
Hydrated curls.
Yeah,
you've
thank
got
you.
Beautiful curls.
Yeah, it is a recent kind of thing. I started out as a chore, but it is nice to. I've taken more appreciation of it because, when it looks good, it's nice. And it has like a nice little flow when you shake
Listeners, he's shaking
and,
it.
A lot of people ask if I get a perm, and I'm like, no, I don't. That's I don't know.
But what? Drop your product.
Right. Well, yeah, and if anyone's out there, 971-220-5979. If you have any curly hair products that you're really liking, always in the market, I found a pretty good thing now. I'm in between leave-in conditioners now, I will say, because I used Lush Super Milk for a long time, but I don't know if I'm going to stick because I just ran out. So I don't know if I'm going to stick
expensive.
With it. It is.
I tend to think that with curly hair, the products are important, but it's more of the time and energy and physical
technique.
Manipulation technique
right.
that you need.
Yeah,
and diffuser. And,
I actually did this. The household gift this Christmas was a Dyson hair dryer with a good diffuser.
Those are really good.
Family house gift?
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
It was nice. Shout out to Facebook Marketplace because... Not trying to pay $8,000 for a new
another pleasure
Dyson product.
Is it the air wrap?
It's not the air wrap, but it's their like
that's
circular.
Yeah.
It's their hair dryer.
Okay,
that has
different diffusion bits on it and whatnot.
Yeah, and they have different things. It has like the hole in the middle because that's their thing, but really it just pulls air from the bottom. Because people are like, how does this fan work? And it's like, well, it pulls air from the bottom and puts it down. But
pleasure
it is nice.
I have is buying gifts for other people.
When you get a good gift, that is. What have you?
Oh.
What's a good one that you've given recently?
Because
it is a skill.
Oh, well, I got Sarah a pomegranate,
a lovely gift.
Not
a little box.
A little pomegranate box, like a fake pomegranate
like a
that
pomegranate.
Opens.
Oh,
yeah.
And Sarah was celebrating Nowruz.
Yes.
Which
Persian
is
New Year.
Persian New Year.
Oh, okay, very cool.
And a pomegranate is symbolic.
Oh. No, a pomegranate is actually. Used in the kind of like the sofres, like a table of little decorations and things that you put. But the pomegranate is actually for Yalda, which is the winter solstice. But, you know, I love to have beautiful things on my table.
Right.
And one thing that you traditionally put on the Nowruz table is sweets. And so she gave me this
really
cute little pomegranate. Yeah. It's really beautiful. And then it had some chocolates in it.
Ooh.
It had some chocolates in it. And
what kind of chocolates?
In
like truffles.
Yeah, truffles.
Oh, good.
They were from TJ Maxx. That's another pleasure is buying weird snacks at TJ Maxx.
Oh, dude, that checkout line at
TJ
Maxx, it hits.
Brownie brittle.
Yeah, you'll never
Dubai
see.
Dubai chocolate popcorn or whatever. Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah.
All the Dubai chocolate popcorns called
back. Yes. Yes.
People
Which
have been here for 11
they
hours.
They do not have those at Kickstand, but if you petition enough, I'm sure they could acquire them.
Yes.
Buying a little drinky is because you get a, and it depends. You know, if you go to a little place and got a little special thing, you know, I've never had this.
You got a thing?
Trying new things is just, I love trying new things.
You do?
I love food.
Novelty is a pleasure.
Whatever.
Yeah, novelty is a pleasure.
Whatever new. Yeah, I love a novel, new experience. That's been big. Because that's
as you get older, it's harder to have them.
Exactly, and now you got to keep keep trying to have new experiences to form memories because it like rewires your brain. So I'm big on, just new little new things, whatever you can.
Taking
you
going to a new place and turn off your maps and just getting there on your own.
Oh yeah,
that's a pleasure.
Walking around a new place, like when whenever we travel, I'm like, let's just like we're lucky enough to go to Japan in a few weeks, and I'm excited
We'll talk after.
I'm just excited to like go in Tokyo and then just wander,
enjoy
for a day.
Yeah,
be with all the other. Curious how tall I'm gonna feel in Tokyo, but
I don't think you'll feel that tall. I don't know. How tall are you?
6'2".
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. I mean, you're gonna be white in Tokyo.
Yeah, the white and the curly hair.
But I have to say that the white guys in Tokyo, they look like you.
Yeah, that's fair. Especially right now, big me energy going to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Huge. There's a card game called Magic the Gathering.
I've heard of it.
What kind of deck you got?
What color deck you got?
I got a few commander decks. I have one that's Fast and the Furious themed.
Stop.
So that's good.
I was asking what your are you like a silver deck, a green deck?
I tend to be some variant of green.
Just
because that's my nature. But getting
Magic
a pack,
the Gathering, tarot for boys.
Yeah,
as I like to call
it. Fair. Real identity driven, and you really play what's truly in your heart.
It's elemental.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I have
primal.
To say,
yeah.
One true pleasure for me is looking at a Pokemon card.
I just
love to look at a Pokemon card, and if I find one on the ground, I'm very happy.
Yeah. How often do you find them on the ground?
Honestly, at least 3 times.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, because I think people are opening these packs, and then they're like, this is the one I want.
Another Pikachu.
Exactly. And they're literally just throwing them on the ground. A teen that that's I know, my friend's teenage daughter has made an incredible, speaking of tarot, an incredible deck that she calls Trash Tarot. And it's made up entirely of cards she has found on the ground or been given. And so there's some Pokemon cards in it. There's some Magic the Gathering cards in it. There's some random other weird stuff. There's some playing cards in it. And she gave me... Okay, and then she does this reading.
Oh, Gen Alpha is so cool
sometimes. And she's got a big... Because her dad is a big... tabletop RPG guy.
Oh,
and so she's got a big velvet bag full of different dice.
Oh, yeah.
So she's got all these dice.
Cool.
So she's like, okay, you pick a die out of the bag and you roll it, and then, you know, crazy machinations are happening for her to be. And she gave me a wonderful reading of this Trash Tarot.
Cute.
It's truly unique.
That's great.
That was, what a pleasure. Elsa, shout out.
Yeah, shouts out. Yeah. I think also seeing people enjoy hobbies.
Mm.
Hobbies, just in general. I love
hobbies.
Because it's also nice to... That's one of those things where, like, if you get... Because everyone's like, oh, what do you do for work? I'm like, I do not care. No offense.
Yeah.
No offense.
I don't care.
But also a little, I don't care what you do for work. Like,
what do you do on a Sunday?
What do you do in your free time? What brings you joy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hearing that, because then you... One, if you're ever wondering how to start a conversation or keep a conversation going, ask that question and then just keep asking... there's some shenanigans happening.
Are we off the air? Have we been on the air ever?
We are on the air, but we also are wrapping up soon. But we're having such a fun time.
It has been really good.
This
I'll do my final shout out.
Yes, please.
Come to Kickstand Comedy on May 2nd. My name's Brew Brood. I'm taping a comedy special. The 9 o'clock show still has ticket left. The 6:30 sold out. My friend Sarah directed it. She's amazing. Check out Sarah Sobzy online. Check out Brew Brood online.
Buy your tickets at MerkTickets.com.
Yep, MerkTickets.com.
Or you can go to KickstandComedy.org. The tickets are also there.
KickstandComedy.org, MerkTickets.com.
Yes.
SarahSabzy.online.
.online, yeah. Yeah, go see the show. It's tomorrow. It's incredible. There's also just a good weekend for comedy in general, honestly. Tonight, 7 p.m., you have Oprah's Book Club, which is a phenomenal...
That looks so funny.
Yeah, they are amazing people. I did... I